High five your neighbor while you go down. How's everybody doing? Everyone good? Who's excited for kids going back to school? Yeah, woohoo! Yeah, all the mums and dads, and maybe aunties and uncles too. Like, oh, get out of my house. Cool, let's pray. Father, I just thank you for today. Thank you for this moment. I pray that you speak to each and every one of us, that we will leave here with something. But all I know, that we will leave this place with not only knowledge, but a sense of your peace. We believe that you're going to speak to us, and we believe our ears are opened, and that that this good soil that the seeds are going to be sown into, that's going to bear much fruit in our lives. And so, Father, we give you honor and glory. In the name of Jesus, we pray, all God's people say, amen, amen, amen. If you're writing notes, get your pen and paper out, get your notebooks out. But if you don't write notes, we do have Spotify. So you can listen to it during the week in case you forget. Before I start with the word this morning, I've got a couple of notices that I want to bring out to you. First one is this event called Pinkalicious. Has anyone been to an event called Pinkalicious in Porirua? So this year we've been asked to do something there. So Pastor Jamaica, can you wave? Where you are? Yeah, there's Pastor Jamaica right there. So she's going to set up a couple tables out for anyone who is keen to help do nail polish for women. We're just going to put a pamper area. So if you know how to nail polish, even if you're male, it's all good. You can come do it too. So if you're keen, can you please go see Pastor Jamaica, and she'll give you the dates for everything. We really believe in this event, and so we're going to invest into it. And so that means time and people. And the second event that I want to bring out is on Labor Day. Everyone say Labor Day. Labor Day, we have the privilege and honor to serve our community, our Pacific community, and we'll be doing a free sausage sizzle for the tournament in Mana College. I've connected with a couple pastors over the hill, which will be awesome. So we as a church body, not just hills, but a church body, going to come together and serve free sausage sizzle at Mana College on the 24th of October, which is next Monday. Not this Monday coming, the following Monday. So if you're keen to help out and be involved, please come see me. We're just going to be the church in action. We don't have to preach the gospel, but we are going to serve food that has the gospel all prayed over it. Okay, so if you want to be involved, please come see me. It'll be great to have you join us. But yeah, the fruit of the Spirit. We're up to the third one. Anyone know what the third one is? Peace. Yeah, peace. So Galatians 5:22 is the scripture that we've been using. It's, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such thing there is no law. And so over the past few weeks, we have been diving into scripture and seeing what the fruit of the spirits are and how we should walk in them. The one thing with Christianity that I've noticed growing up is that people know a lot of scripture but don't know how to walk scripture out. And so with the fruit of the Spirit, you can't just know the fruit, you have to walk the fruit. You can't have one without the other. And God has called us, humanity, to be people who walk in the Spirit, not just walk in the flesh. And today we get to extract the fruit of peace. So what is peace in the world sense? Because there's two types of peace. I bet you guys have some knowledge of what peace is, and that's probably defined by how the world sees it. I don't know, but we'll see it right now. So what is the world sense of peace? It is freedom, or a period of freedom from public disturbance or war, a quiet and calm state of mind, agreement and harmony among people. The world sense of peace. The problem with this sense of peace is that it's changeable. The peace the world knows of and speaks of is circumstantial. So if we can think about like the economy around the world, if the world is going great, there's a sense of peace in the world. But as soon as circumstances change, this imbalance where war starts breaking out and the world tips to a side of like, I don't like that country, sorry, I'm going to shut this country from this country. And so there's a place where there's no peace. And peace in the world goes away when circumstances turn ugly. This is the same in life. Peace is there when things go well, but seems to, like when peace comes and when life comes and throws something at you, there was peace, but it seems to go away because of the circumstance you're going through. I'm not too sure if you can relate to that kind of peace, where when things are going well, peace is in you, but as soon as something comes up against you, when family gets attacked, when financials go all awry, and you're like, peace is gone. Because that's the world kind of peace. And if your peace is founded on happenstance or circumstance, that peace you have is in one moment, but gone the next. Are you following me this morning? The thing with the opposite to the world's peace is that the peace that Spirit gives, I want you to hear this, this peace that the Spirit gives is founded in a person, not in his circumstances. You might be going, hey, what do you mean? The person is not a person like you and I. The person is Jesus Christ himself. Why is this important for us to grasp? Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you, family. Yeah, well, yeah, sweet. Because peace that is built on circumstance is not solid, but it's like a house that's built on sand. Peace that is built on Jesus is who he is everlasting to everlasting. He is the beginning, he is the end, and he remains the same today, yesterday, and forever. And that kind of person is built on a house that is on solid rock, because Jesus is founded. Jesus knows who he is. He's the creator of heaven and earth, and he's seated at the right hand of God. He's not moving for anything. And so I want to ask you, if you had to choose what kind of peace you want to be seated on, would you want to be seated on a peace that is on sand, where it's on circumstances, or would you rather be on peace that is built on the rock, who is Jesus? But if we can be honest with ourselves, is our peace more on sand majority of the time? When we go through stuff in life, we become unpeaceful, uneasy. But I know, I can confidently say between all of us, we were like, oh yeah, I want my peace to be built on solid rock. 100%. But if you're honest with yourself, can you ask the question in yourself, where does your peace come from? Because I can't answer that. So let's just take this moment in the sermon, which is fine, because I got the mic. Let's just take the 30 seconds right now and ask yourself, where does my peace come from? Are we okay this morning? So what is peace according to the Bible? So we just heard of the world sense of peace. What is peace according to the Word of God? The Hebrew word for peace is shalom. Many Jews still use this ancient greeting, shalom, to express their wishes for good fortune, success, harmony with friends and family, peace among the countries, and other blessings. However, shalom also means to be complete or to be whole. Are we okay this morning? Shalom means to be complete or whole. See, one of God's names is Yahweh Shalom. If you didn't know that this morning, his name is Yahweh Shalom, which means the Lord is our peace. And you can find that in Judges 6:24. Yahweh Shalom, which indicates that God is a God of peace. He is peace. If that is his name, Yahweh Shalom, it tells me that my God is the source of peace. And if we look at the beginning, we had a connection with God. If we go to Genesis, you know we love going to Genesis in this church, right? If we go back to the Genesis and Genesis 1 and 2 and 3, we see a picture that we were connected with God, but then man fell due to sin. And guess what we lost? We lost our relationship. But the thing that I discovered is that we lost shalom. We lost this wholeness and this peace after the fall. Oh, you thought you were going to get peace easy, eh? Nah, peace is quite hard. Like, peace needs to be relying on Jesus. But this wholeness, we lost at the beginning. And we've been trying to get shalom back. So man started to cover themselves due to shame and to fear. But Jesus came and died. We know this. Jesus came and died for us so that we can be completely united with him in a way that we can't get there. I can't get my shalom back with Jesus. Only Jesus could, because he's the perfect sacrifice. So you see, God wants us to be whole, but also to live whole. So he wants us to be whole, but to live whole, because he has designed us this way. And when we talk about the fruit of peace, it's not supposed to be a cool idea. You know where the fruit of the Spirit are? The fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace. It's so like, ugh. What's that word? Yeah, whatever. But the fruit of peace is supposed to be active in all areas of our lives. And so I broke up peace in three categories that I hope inspires you in your pursuit of peace with the Spirit. And I broke it into these three categories, which is this: peace with yourself, peace with God, and then peace with others. And the beautiful thing about this, peace with yourself, peace with God, peace with others, is wrapped around the two commandments that the Lord left us, which is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and might, and love others as yourself. There's me, there's God, and there's others. And to be completely whole, to have this whole shalom, this wholeness, peace has to be in all three areas. Are we okay? Are you following me? So peace with yourself. Peace with yourself is having faith in who you are created to be. Let me say that again. Peace with yourself is having faith in who you were created to be by God. If we look at Psalms 139 verse 14, it says, I will praise you for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works that my soul knows very well. I want to put it down like this. Listen to this. You know you're not at peace with yourself if you're continually looking for people's approval. Oh. If you're looking for people's approval, you have no peace with yourself, trying to be exactly like them, and even choosing not to develop your abilities and talents because you want to do something else or be someone else. You are not at peace with yourself if you're trying to be someone you're not. It means that we're questioning God, am I supposed to be created this way? Trust me, I didn't want to be a pastor at all. I wanted to be a chef or a lawyer, but for some reason God pushed me this way. If I didn't listen to the call of God in my life at the age, I think it was 18, there was it? I don't know. It was at conference where God really put this in my heart to be a pastor. If I didn't listen to the call, I'll be living life trying to be someone I'm not. And so I'll never be in a place of peacefulness because I've lost it because I try to be someone I'm not. So the question I want to ask you, are you at peace with yourself? Or are you trying to get approval by others? Let me tell you this morning, the only approval you need is from the Word of God. And he says that you're fearfully and wonderfully made. That you're perfect the way you are. That he knows every hair on your head and he knows everything about you. He's created you perfectly in every way from the beginning of time to your end. He knows everything. And the question that I want to ask you this morning, are you at peace with yourself? God wants you to have peace with yourself. If I look at the world today, there's so many people, especially young people, who don't know their identity. They're unpeaceful, reckless. The only reason why is because they don't know who this is. They're trying to be something else. They're trying to be like whatever the TV's saying or whatever social media is saying. But let me tell you, those are all lies. The only truth that we should be living by is by the truth of the Word of God. Because if you don't know what the truth is, you'll never know what truth is. And so you'll always live a lie. Peace with yourself brings freedom. I don't know how many, I've seen many lives change in my walk with Jesus, especially growing up in youth area. The moment where I see youth come to this place of knowing their identity, it brings such a freedom in their life that I know it wasn't me, that it had to be God. And peace with yourself helps bring freedom. So peace with yourself. The second category I want to bring us to is peace with God. Peace with God is whenever your life is falling apart and you can't understand God's purpose, having peace with Him allows you to rest in the assurance that He has something in store for you. You know when everything goes haywire and you're like, oh my gosh, what is happening? I'm a Christian. I go to church every Sunday. I got a connect group. I do all these things. I read my Bible. I pray. And God, all this thing's happening. What does peace do? Peace lets you be reassured that God knows what He's doing in the midst of your circumstances. Like even with when we look at the disciples, when God says, okay, guys, let's go to the other town. Let's take this boat and cross the sea. And then they go through the sea and Jesus sleeps. And when Jesus sleeps, they start getting this commotion. We're gonna die. And then like trying to like, Jesus, why are you sleeping? We're gonna die. And he's like, stands up, he's like, be still. Why could Jesus go be still? Because there was assurance in who his God was that he would cross to the other side. Because what did he say previously before they went on the sea? Was that you'll get to the other side. There was a guarantee, there was a promise. And I want to tell somebody this morning that you may be going through a circumstance this morning, but I want to tell you, you're going to get to the other side. You just got to have peace in who your God is. See, Philippians 4:7 says, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. See, the thing is, church, there will be seasons in your life that will not make sense. And maybe you will have questions in those seasons. But the fruit of peace helps guard your heart and mind through Jesus. And the thing about peace, peace doesn't change your circumstances. I know we would want to have peace change our circumstance. But peace doesn't change our circumstances, but it does anchor us in God. Peace does. The one thing I've noticed in my life ever since me and Jamaica have been married is that we used to live like paycheck, paycheck, paycheck to paycheck. We've been married 8 years now. Like paycheck to paycheck, living like life to just right to the edge, you know, like just surviving. And I remember God taking us through a season every time that we needed something like a bill or something come up or a holiday. God will come at the right time to give us the right amount of money. Always. And through those seasons of our marriage, from like probably about the fourth year of our marriage, fifth, sixth, seventh, we started having more peace in God every single year. Like now, I worry, but I don't worry much because peace is with me. And it's not because of how great we are or how much we read the Bible. It's because of who Jesus is in us. Because He's the anchor of our peace. And so I've noticed that even in my life, God's been walking me through seasons of peace in times of adversity. Season of peace in times of where, God, where's this? Where? How are we going to pay for this? Like, we do that ever since we bought our house. Like, God, how are we going to do this? Like, doesn't make sense. But for some reason, peace always comes in and anchors us down, and God just turns up. Peace doesn't change our circumstance, but it does anchor us. And so if you want the fruit of peace to really invest in your life and really sow in your life, you need to be in the moments where there's so much chaos, just to trust God. And go say, God, this looks so wrong and I want to do my way, but can you help me bring peace in the situation? And then what it does, it doesn't change anything, but it changes in here and it anchors in here. So we have peace with ourselves, peace with God. And the last one is peace with others. Romans 12:18. It says, if it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. All men. Can we say all together? One, two, three. All. Not the people you just like. Not the people you like want to live peaceably with. It says all. All means what? All. If I broke down the Hebrew version of all, it would mean all. If I went back to how God wrote it, it would mean all. Live peaceably with all men. I'll put it down like, live peaceably with humanity. Matthew 5:9 says, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Let me say that again. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. See, the fruit of peace helps us to be peacemakers and live peaceably with humanity. It doesn't mean that you have to fake it or you need to like them. Are you right there? Are you okay? Am I talking to human beings here? It doesn't mean you have to like them. It doesn't mean that you have to fake it. Because there are many people that I don't like. I like all of you, okay? No, none of these. There are many people that I don't like, but there is something in me that hopes that they could know Jesus one day. My wife knows when I'm in the car and people are real slow, I get very mad. When people don't drive properly, I get really mad. But for some reason, there's another part of me, I'm like, hopefully, if they don't know Jesus, they will know him one day. I don't know why I think like that. It's just the way that God's programmed me over the last few years. But every time something happens with someone around me that affects me, I feel like being angry. But there's another side of me that goes, they don't know Jesus, so they don't know hope. I don't know what they've been through. I don't know what their background. I don't know what their trials and what the things they've been through. All I know that they don't know Jesus. So there's a part of me that goes, okay, take it back, Jordan. If they don't know Jesus, then they don't know nothing. They don't know life. And so I have this hope inside that they will one day know the Lord as much as I do. Are we okay? There are people that we don't like, but there should be something in us that pulls us to go, my flesh wants to do this, but there's a spirit man inside of me that's saying, they don't know me. Can you be the peacemaker in the situation? I've told you guys a few times that our house is the place of peace. We call it Argentina. For that very reason, if we're going to have family, like really family talks, you know, those family talks, a house is the house because, like, we call it Argentina. It's the place where there's middle ground, where there's peace. But it's not just a place where God wants us to have peace, but he wants us to be people who bring peace in every circumstance, with all people, with all humanity. That means peace in our workplace. He wants it there. He wants us to be peacemakers in our workplace. He wants us to be peacemakers when we're at the shopping. When you know how the lady's going real slow, talking to the other customer when she should be serving you? Have you ever had that happen? Okay, just me. Like, just having peace in that moment. Like, building peace there. And if you are, or if you call yourself a son of God, then you need to ensure, and I need to ensure, I live a life that is a peacemaker. But I can't do it on my own because I'm a flawed human. You can't do it on your own because you're human too. But we can do it with the Holy Spirit. What does the Bible say? Matthew 5:9. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. If you're a son or daughter of God, you should be a peacemaker. And it sucks. Let me tell you, it sucks when you have to be a peacemaker when you know that that person deserves something else. Anyone in here? 100? Oh, man, me. I can relate to that. I'm like, God, I don't want to be a peacemaker in this situation. But the Holy Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit, is not just for when we want it. It's when we don't want it. Because blessed are the peacemakers, for they are sons of God. And the fruit of peace helps us to be peacemakers. And church, God wants us to live peacefully with others. Even the neighbor that probably chucks things over your fence. Doesn't happen to me, but just in case you have a neighbor that chucks something over your fence. Or that kid that comes and steals your kid's scooter. You know, like that kind of stuff. God wants us to live peaceably with others. Peace is more of an internal battle, because it's all on you trusting God and leaning in the Holy Spirit. And you might be going, Jordan, you keep talking about this Holy Spirit. This Holy Spirit is what is in you when you receive Christ. Holy Spirit is doing everything possible so we can be more like Jesus. So we can be more like in the image of Jesus. And even in the face of adversity, we can live life to the fullest in harmony and peace. That's how God wants us to live. And the only reason why is because the Holy Spirit is producing peace in us. That even in the most desolate situations, peace can be found. But it must be activated and used on a daily basis. So my encouragement for us, for this pursuit of peace, we have to keep pursuing the source of peace, who is Jesus. Don't go, oh, I'm after peace. No, go after Jesus, who is peace. And the more you go after Jesus, peace can reflect in your life. It's like all the fruit of the Spirit. If you keep pursuing Jesus, you'll start becoming more like Jesus. Continue to pursue Him. I believe the greater things ahead of us as a church. I believe greater things are ahead of us for every family member in this place. I believe the best is yet to come, and I believe we're on the brink of something new. But we as a people, if we call ourselves saints, if we call ourselves sons of God, daughters of God, then let's be the peacemakers in this world. When there is chaos out there, let us be the people that step into chaos so that peace can be made. We're in a world that's dying. We're in a world that's going into chaos, especially with our young people. But everywhere, all ages, all generations going through chaos. But imagine if the church really took ground in being the peacemakers that God called us to be. Imagine you as an individual can go into your whānau and be the peacemaker for your family. Imagine you being the peacemaker in your workplace. When there's chaos or when there's uncertainty, you who is a son or a daughter of God, step into the realm of chaos and go, my God's peace, so shalom. Because Yahweh Shalom means what? The Lord our peace. So we have to have peace with ourselves. We have to have peace with God, but we also have to have peace with others. That brings the wholeness of peace. And as we walk out through our daily walk, continue to lean into God and go, God, continue to help me have peace with myself. You know, when you look, like, it happens sometimes, like when you look in the mirror, and, like, you're not happy with yourself. Anyone? No one? Okay, me? Okay. But you know when you're not happy with yourself, you're looking at it and you're not happy with yourself. Or something goes wrong in your life and you're like, you have like a self-reflection moment and you're not happy with yourself. This is the moment where you need to lead into Jesus and go, God, can you help me in this moment to have peace with me? And then step into the next realm. God, help me have peace with you. Knowing that you have the greatest plans for me, even though the plans that are happening right now look really crap. But you have a better plan for me. And then you step into the next realm. God, you told me to love my enemies. That's very hard. It's very hard to love my enemies. It's very hard to be a peacemaker when I want to punch that person in the face. But Lord, help me be the peacemaker in the situation. Because if you don't talk like that in your own time, I don't know what you are. You know, you must not be human. Like, if you're not wanting to punch somebody, there's something wrong with you. Okay? There's always someone you want to punch. Like, trust me. But just in that moment, you can just go, God, can you help me have peace with others so that I can be a peacemaker in the situation? There's threefold of peace, and then we have this complete shalom. That's how God wants us to live. It seems easy, but it's very hard. Because the hardest part is you. The hardest part is me. But that's where we have to die to ourselves. Die to our flesh. What does that mean, Jordan? Just get over yourself and trust Jesus. You want to do this way? Okay, what does God say? And I pray as we go through the next fruits, I pray that God just keeps revealing stuff in you. Because let me tell you, I don't have it all together, but the more that I dig deep into the fruit of the Spirit, I'm starting to uncover things in my life that I need to adjust. And that's okay. Just because I'm a pastor doesn't mean I got it all together. Just because we're saints or sons of God, we don't have it all together. That's why we have Jesus to take everything for us. Why? Because he's perfect. He has everything together. But we don't. So he comes in front of us, and God sees us through the lens of Jesus. Are we right? So let's pray. Father, I pray right now. Help us to have peace with ourselves. Help us to have peace with you. But also help us to be peacemakers in our everyday life. God, as we, each and every one of us, walk out this room in this place, continue to help us walk in the spirit of peace. Continue to teach us. Continue to just uplift us in the times that we need it. God, we rely on you. We trust in you. We just ask that you just do your thing within us so that we can be more like you, Jesus. Father, we honor you. We glorify you. We thank you for your word that is sown on good soil and is going to produce much fruit. We give you honor and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.